Hey guys, welcome back. I have a really fun and really helpful episode for you today. I am posting the replay of a live training I did last week inside the Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck Facebook group. I have recently started this Facebook community for those of you who maybe aren't ready to coach together one-on-one right now, but who love the information I'm sharing on this podcast and want to get a little more help with weight loss. It is awesome. It's totally free. If you haven't joined yet, you absolutely should. There's a link to join in the description of this podcast episode on your podcast player. So click that link. You can join for free. I love this Facebook group. You can get coaching directly from me in there. You can ask me a question at any time and I'll answer you and coach you through whatever you're struggling with. You can also see what other people are working on in their weight loss, what they're getting coached on. It's amazing to be in a community of people who are working on the same things you are. And I've been doing some free trainings in there to help you with your weight loss in a deeper and more impactful way. So this episode today is a recording of the training that I did last week. I had people in the group vote on what would be most helpful to them, and this is what they chose. This is a deep dive into the hunger scale. So the hunger scale is the first tool that I give my clients, whether we coach together one-on-one or through this podcast or in the Facebook group. The hunger scale is the first tool you'll need to get started with restriction-free weight loss. It helps you stop overeating by getting to know your body signals for when it's ready for food and then when it's had enough food. Most of us have had a lifetime of being told by external sources like diets, like apps, like meal plans, all the things. We've let all of those dictate when we eat, what we eat, how much we're allowed to eat, but we all end up feeling so burdened and so unsatisfied on diets because nothing external could ever truly know what you need. Only your body could ever tell you that. So the hunger scale tunes you back into your body's signals and cues. It's amazing. It's life-changing. But it's a tool that does take a minute to get to know sometimes. It doesn't always click into place immediately. So that's exactly what this training will help you with. What exactly do those stages of physical hunger or satisfaction feel like in my body? How can I recognize them? We deep dive into all of that. People in the Facebook group found this so helpful and illuminating. And then we also talk about, okay, what if I think I'm getting the hunger scale? I think I'm following it correctly, but I'm not losing weight. The scale isn't budging. What then? I give you all of my best strategies in this training for how to overcome exactly that. It's super, super helpful. So I hope you enjoy. Also, I just want to say I'm going to be talking a lot about the hunger scale and the various stages. I'm going to be referencing all of that quite a bit during this episode and this training. It could get a touch confusing if you haven't looked at a physical copy of the hunger scale. So if that's you, pause this episode right now. Click on the episode description in your podcast app. At the bottom of that, you will see some links there, one of which is the hunger scale. You can download a copy and take a look at that as you listen. That's going to be so helpful for you. So don't skip that step. All right, so let's get right into the training. I hope you enjoy it. And if you love it, get in that Facebook community. It's free to join and we're doing all kinds of great stuff in there. All right, guys, enjoy the episode. Bye. Welcome to Weight Loss Doesn't Have to Suck. I'm your host, Kimberly Severson. I am a certified life coach and an advanced certified weight loss coach, and I help my clients love the way they look and feel without the deprivation, restriction, and misery. Diets take over your life. They make you miserable and they don't work long term, but you don't need them to lose weight. If you are ready to be done with dieting forever, to lose weight in a way that feels like self-care rather than punishment, you are in the right place. Let's go. So we're going to do a hunger scale deep dive today. We're going to do a lot of troubleshooting, common snags or common areas of confusion so that you can adjust what needs adjusting, lose more weight without dieting or restriction or calorie counting or any of those things that if you're here in this group, I'm guessing you never really want to do again. And you don't have to lose weight. So for anyone listening to the recording of this or watching the recording, might be new to me. My name's Kim Severson. I'm a weight loss and mindset coach, and I work specifically with people who hate dieting, who never want to feel restricted or deprived ever again. And who never want to feel like they have to turn over their entire lives to dieting in order to lose weight. And it is truly my honor to help people lose weight without doing any of that stuff that just makes us all miserable. So the very first tool I give all my clients to help them get started on that path is a tool called the Hunger Scale. I'm just going to put it in the chat. It's there for you. You can look it up. And the Hunger Scale is an amazing tool. It absolutely changed my life. And it's the very first tool I give to all of my clients for a reason, because it is the most powerful and the most impactful. So the last live training that we did in this group explained the Hunger Scale in detail. It's available in the Facebook group. The replay is still there if you ever want to go watch it or rewatch it. So head over there if you want to check in with that. I will briefly reiterate for anyone just getting familiar with the Hunger Scale, anyone watching the replay who might be new to me or new to the group. So the Hunger Scale is the first tool I give to my coaching clients and all of you here as well to help you really start to get to know your body and tune into your body to start to understand your body's own cues and signals and sensations for what physical hunger feels like physically versus I'm not actually hungry physically right now, but I just want to eat for some reason, right? Like I might be bored. I might be used to eating at this time. Food might just sound good right now. All of those reasons that our mind gives us. So the Hunger Scale helps us understand and parse out the differences between true physical hunger and just wanting to eat for another reason outside of hunger. It also helps you understand the difference between all the various stages that you see here on the Hunger Scale. So what not hungry at all feels like in your body versus a tiny, tiny bit hungry versus like fully hungry and ready to eat and then maybe a little too hungry and uncomfortably hungry. It helps you understand what all of those various stages feel like. And we're going to explore that in a little bit more depth today too, because the Hunger Scale is great, but there's a lot of detail that goes into really knowing what those stages feel like in your body. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So on the other side of the coin, the Hunger Scale also helps you understand what physically satisfied, so what physically having enough food in your body for that meal to be physically complete, to satisfy your hunger for a good 3 to 4 hours before you need to eat again. That's what we're going for in order to lose weight with this restriction-free method with the Hunger Scale. So it helps you understand what satisfied feels like in your body and how it's different than full, because satisfied is really just a little south of full. And so it helps you parse out the difference between those stages versus very full, overly full, really stuffed, right? It helps you understand the difference between I've had enough food, I'm physically satisfied versus also my mind is telling me that I need more food for various reasons. And those can be all kinds of different reasons for different people. Just like with hunger, the reasons we may not follow our physical signals might be I'm just used to eating a certain portion size, or maybe I'm just used to clearing my plate regardless of portion size. Maybe I'm used to eating until I feel very full and that's feeling more comfortable to me right now. Or my mind is telling me something. I just deserve it. I don't want to waste it. Today is special for some reason and I should overeat today. So the Hunger Scale helps you get to know what all of the various stages of hunger and satisfaction can feel like in your body. And it helps you start to tune in and explore those sensations and cues. And then if you want to lose weight, my recommendation is always that you start your meal when you're truly physically hungry, which if you're looking at that Hunger Scale, and for anyone watching the replay, I'll put that in the comments underneath the video so you can just pull that up and look at it as I'm talking as well. So if our goal is weight loss, which it is for so many of us here in this group, what I recommend you do when you're looking at that Hunger Scale is start your meal at that negative two stage, which is what I call pleasantly hungry, eager to eat, definitely physically hungry, but not yet hangry or ravenous. And then you stop eating when you're just physically satisfied, which as you can see on the Hunger Scale is that plus two stage. Eating between those two poles, negative two to positive two on the Hunger Scale, that's where weight loss happens. But in hearing from some of you about what you're struggling with or what feels challenging to you, it sounds like either you don't know exactly what those sensations of negative two and positive two exactly feel like in your body, which is normal. It takes some time to learn those. And we're going to talk about that lots more today. Also, it sounds like some of you are struggling with, I really think that I'm eating
from negative two to positive two. Like, I feel like I'm nailing that, and yet I'm not losing weight. So I'm going to speak to that as well and what you can do about that, because that is another really challenging thing to work through on your own. So I'm going to give you a lot of ways to come at that and strategies today. So let's get started with helping you understand the negative two side of things. So what true physical hunger feels like in your body. Now, I will say, with the hunger scale, this is a skill that you're figuring out. It does take a minute. It doesn't always come instantaneously, and it doesn't even need to. You can lose a lot of weight imperfectly with this hunger scale. You don't need to be 100% perfect all the time. But what it does take is some willingness to try, to experiment, to see what works and what doesn't, and to really stay as much as we can in curiosity rather than a trap that a lot of us fall into, understandably, we're human, but it's not helpful to try it a couple times, get frustrated, tell yourself all the reasons this isn't going to work for you, and then quit. Because as we said, it does take some effort and it does take some experimenting in the beginning when you're just figuring out the hunger scale and you're just figuring out what these cues and signals feel like in your body. But eventually, this all becomes second nature. It doesn't take nearly as much work as it may be taking now. It doesn't take that much work forever. Eventually, it just clicks into place and you're like, okay, I know exactly what this feels like in my body. I know what my body's telling me right now. So if you're in that space where it all sounds good, but something isn't quite clicking just yet, know that I see you. First of all, you're in the most challenging part where you just have to believe in and commit to this approach, because truly, if you consider the alternatives are either what, give up entirely and just be like, well, I guess I'm never going to lose weight. That's where a lot of us end up landing. But that sucks. And it's not true for you, right? No one ever wants that to be true. I don't believe that's true for you. And then the other alternative, right? If like we can't figure out a way to make the hunger scale work, the other alternative is going back to restrictive dieting, you know, giving up on this restriction-free approach and going back to something like Weight Watchers or counting calories. And that also sucks. And I think so many of us are here making a go at this approach, this restriction-free approach, because restrictive dieting always felt so awful and it never worked long-term, right? Because it was so unsustainable. So if you're trying to use the hunger scale, you're fairly new to it, you're struggling, just know, I get it. This part is hard. But if you're trying to lose weight using these restriction-free methods, and it hasn't worked just yet, know that you are very likely just a couple of small tweaks away from figuring out what needs to be figured out for you to understand the hunger scale, understand how it's going to work for you, you know, like resolve a couple of those obstacles and get the scale moving the way you want it to. So I acknowledge that this might be a challenging stage, but that's exactly why we're here today, right? To overcome some of those obstacles that you may be encountering along the way. So I always think it's a good idea when things feel hard to remind yourself of the benefits. The reasons that we are here doing this work are that, you know, we get to eat real food. We never have to diet again. We never have to track calories or Weight Watchers points again. And we get to like live our lives. So it may be challenging now, but it's really worth sticking with this and problem solving, because you do get there and it feels so much better than dieting. So, but as we said, it does take the willingness to be curious, to experiment, to be open to getting it wrong sometimes as you figure this out. Because I really do think that figuring out the hunger scale can sometimes be as much about getting it wrong and learning from that as it is about nailing it right away. So both sides of the coin are going to help you understand your body better. So if you're trying to lose weight with the hunger scale and you think you're doing all the things, but your weight isn't going down, typically what I find with clients is that something is off in your perception of either the negative two, so like physically hungry and ready to eat, or the positive two, which is just satisfied just a little south of full. Something is off there on the hunger scale, or maybe both of those areas. So you really just need to be open to experimenting with some little tweaks there. So maybe you think you're waiting for true physical hunger before starting meals. Like you think you're doing it, but you might not be really. And again, this is so normal. This is part of the process to just constantly kind of revisit, okay, I think I'm doing these things the way I should be, but am I really? Because here's what I typically see with clients. They're like, yeah, I'm waiting for hunger, true physical hunger before starting a meal. But I have breakfast at just like 9 o'clock every single day. And it's always the same. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe something's up with that. Because sometimes we're eating at 9 a.m. just because that's when we typically get hungry for breakfast. And we get into kind of a habit and a routine with that. And we stop checking in with our actual physical bodies to say, like, are we getting any hunger signals? Are we physically ready to eat at 9 a.m. today? Maybe we were yesterday, but maybe we're not today. So maybe you're falling into a pattern of just kind of eating on autopilot. And I always like to say to clients, like, let's be willing to be surprised sometimes by our lack of hunger, or even the reverse, because hunger looks different every single day. So most days for me, and this is not what's right for everybody, this is just what I've learned about my body, I tend to get hungry around 10 a.m., sometimes 10:30 for breakfast. But today, for whatever reason, maybe I had like a richer than normal meal for dinner last night. That could actually be true for me. Maybe I just didn't exercise as much yesterday as I normally did. Actually, no, I didn't work that much yesterday. So I didn't use as much brain power as I normally use. Who knows exactly why? But for whatever reason, at 10 a.m. this morning, not a single hunger signal. I was probably a zero on the hunger scale, totally neutral. And if I was just in an autopilot habit of like, I get hungry at 10, so I eat breakfast at 10, I would have had breakfast and I wouldn't have been hungry for it. So what I did was I just waited and I was curious. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. I'm going to wait until I start feeling physical signals of hunger. We're going to talk about those, what they are specifically in just a minute. But, you know, be willing to wait if you're not feeling physically hungry. Be willing to be surprised by how your hunger signals change every single day, rather than falling into that routine of just like, this is breakfast time, or this is when I typically eat, so I'm going to go ahead and eat. Because we want to honor, you know, if you happen to be hungry at 8 a.m. that day, and it's true physical hunger, not just wanting to eat for whatever reason, you're really feeling hungry, you're going to want to honor that too. But that works both ways. So if there's a day where you're not feeling all that hungry, it's because your body doesn't require all that much food. So if anybody's like, I'm doing all the things right, I always like to kind of check in there. Are you really waiting for true physical hunger? Are you maybe just eating by the clock? Or are you mostly waiting for physical hunger before starting a meal, except for all of those little moments throughout the day that maybe you're not? Maybe you're not really noticing or aware of or telling yourself the truth about. Maybe those little moments are coming up for you. So as you think about kind of troubleshooting, okay, I think I'm using the hunger scale, but something's off because I'm not losing weight. This is a big one. This is something I see a lot. It's maybe grabbing a little bit of this here, a little bit of this there, kind of popping it in your mouth, not tracking it, not really thinking about it too much, and not clocking that as actually not using the hunger scale in that you're not waiting for true physical hunger before starting a meal. And this can often happen in little ways. You know, for me, I've got two little kids. It's always like, grab a couple fries off their plate here. Like, oh, they didn't finish that chicken nugget. I just pop it in my mouth without thinking about it. Or it could be grabbing a handful of this or that as you walk through the kitchen, or you know, mindlessly snacking on fruit because fruit's healthy, right? This is one of the things that we sometimes tell ourselves. Or maybe eating a bunch of little bites and tastes as you're cooking dinner, so much so that maybe you're not even super hungry when dinner rolls around, but then you go ahead and eat the whole dinner anyway because you just spent an hour cooking it. So these little moments, they can totally get in the way of our weight loss. And it's crazy because you don't even notice, right? This can be so tricky because you're not like, I'm having these really glaringly obvious overeats, and so I totally know why the scale isn't moving. I just can't stop myself. That's a whole other issue that we will address at some point in this group, but that's different. This isn't that. So if you're not seeing the weight loss you want to be seeing, a likely culprit is these sneaky little moments that you're kind of doing behind your own back and then being like, shh, that's too small to matter. That's not getting in the way of my weight loss. But it truly might be, because here's the math. Let's say you take 2 bites off your kid's plate. You grab 2 bites of something sweet when you're walking through the kitchen, or you're cooking dinner and you're tasting, you know, you're eating a couple of bites. but then you're eating that very same portion of dinner that you would if you hadn't had those couple of bites on the way to cooking dinner. So not really checking in with yourself. There's like two bites here, two bites there, two bites there. That is pretty conservative. And that's six extra bites of food a day. So I get it. You're like, six bites, who cares? How is that going to make a difference? But if it's happening every single day over the course of a week, and that's just a conservative estimate. Some of us are popping way more than six extra bites in our mouth during the course of the day. But if that's happening all day, every day, that's 42 bites, right? And if we say one meal is approximately 20 bites, that's two full unneeded meals per week, right? And how many of us are doing that on both sides of the hunger scale, right? We're like having a couple mindless bites here and there. So that's one thing that adds up to two full unneeded meals during the week. And then we might actually be doing that on the other side of the hunger scale too, where, you know, maybe we get to that plus two, that level of satisfaction just south of full. And then we talk ourselves out of listening to that. So then we eat two bites past that at every meal, three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's the equivalent of an extra four unnecessary bites between those two, mindless eating and eating a little bit past the point of satisfaction. So it really does add up. And I know we all want to say like, oh, it's just a little bite here or there. That's not my problem. That can't be what's getting in my way. But I really urge you to become aware of moments like those, moments when you're randomly popping something in your mouth, moments when you're taking a bite or two extra at dinner, but we're doing it all the time, right? Maybe at dinner, at lunch, and breakfast. Try to catch yourself doing that and try to rein that in when you can, because you can really see how that adds up over time. And then throw in like the moments where we might have epic overeats on top of that. Like all of that really does get in the way of our weight loss. And with those little bites, licks, and tastes, and, you know, popping things in your mouth here and there, or eating a little satisfied here and there, these feel like really small moments. They feel like really small gestures, but that could be exactly what's getting in your way. So sometimes we don't even notice we're doing it, but then we get on the scale Friday and our weight hasn't budged at all. And that's when we go to doom and gloom, like, oh, this doesn't work. But rather than being like, oh, okay, it might be just that I need to rein it in these small ways. So that's my first piece of advice to you. If the scale isn't moving, check in on your mindless eating. So you're eating outside of true physical hunger. Are you doing it? Where are you doing it? How much are you doing it? Is there room for improvement there? Often we find that yes, there absolutely is. You know, even after being in maintenance for 5+ years, almost 5.5 years now, I still sometimes have to check myself on this. So for example, right now, my daughter's a Girl Scout. We have a house full of Girl Scout cookies, like multiple boxes of every single flavor right now. We also have 2 kids worth of Easter candy stashes, just candy everywhere, cookies everywhere. It's so easy for me to just like grab a Thin Mint, grab a handful of those Cadbury mini eggs that are so awesome that only come out once a year. Like grab this, grab that. And there's some amount of that that won't get in the way of your weight loss or your maintenance. I always say when we get to maintenance, we can kind of loosen the reins a little bit. But if you really think that you're trying all the things to lose weight and the scale isn't budging, that's the first place I want you to look. Where can I rein it in with those little grabs, those little bites, those little mindless moments? And then think about that on the other side of the hunger scale with the plus two as well. Like, where am I noticing that satisfied signal, but then ignoring it? So we had to make changes at dinner time too. You know, I used to put out all of our food, you know, whatever we were having that day, it was like the main dish, couple of sides, whatever it was. I would put it all out on the table family style and everyone can serve themselves whatever they want. But it becomes so easy then to pick after dinner, right? Like a little bit more of this, a bite or two more of that. It sounds so little, but you know, when we did the math here together, that really adds up, especially if you're doing it in multiple areas. So for a time in my family, we stopped serving all the food family style to remove that just like buffet of food that you can pick on sitting in front of us. Now we don't do that so much anymore because I want my kids actually have the opposite issue. I want them to be able to like serve themselves more and pick more if they want to. But now I do the thought work around like, okay, I know that moment's coming where I will get that signal of satisfied but I'm going to want to talk myself out of it in the moment. I'm going to be like, well, just one more bite of this, just a little bit more of that. So I really have to pay attention in those moments if I want to stop at that satisfied stage, which any of you in active weight loss, you really want to do that as much as possible. So that is the first place I like to kind of troubleshoot with clients. Am I stopping at my true plus two, or am I routinely eating 2 to 3 bites past that point at every meal because I'm telling myself something, right? Like it's not that big of a deal. That might be exactly what is slowing you down or stalling you out. Little mindless bites when you're not truly hungry, little mindless bites when you know you're satisfied. Guys, if you shave off those mindless bites, that might be all you need to do to move from not losing to consistently losing. It really could be that easy. So I would look for those little opportunities as you move through your day, tomorrow, throughout the weekend, because that work has such a compound effect, right? Every little mindless bite you pop into your mouth, not really thinking about it, does compound, as we saw when we did the math to getting in the way of your weight loss. But just the same works in reverse. Every little mindless bite you don't pop into your mouth, all of that adds up in service of your weight loss. So that's the first place, again, the first place I troubleshoot with clients who aren't losing weight the way they want to be, not at the rate they want to be losing it, is just take a look at where are you maybe being mindless, talking yourself into having a little bit of this here, a little bit of this there, talking yourself out of stopping when you're truly satisfied. That is a powerful habit to get into, really asking yourself to explore your mindless eating. The other thing that might be going on, if you're like, I'm really following the hunger scale, but I'm not losing weight, I would want to check your plus two. That's work that we would do together, one-on-one coaching, but you can certainly do here in this group. And if you ever want to like refine that with me, let's do that together. But what I often see is clients think that their plus two is here, and it's actually just a tiny bit less than that. So open up to playing around with that as well, because when we look at the hunger scale, we see that plus two is just satisfied and plus three is full. And some people take that to mean, well, I'm not ending my meal when I'm stuffed. So that must be my plus two, right? Or I'm not feeling like physically uncomfortable after meals. So that must be my plus two. But what I would offer to you is that there's actually a lot of gray area between just satisfied, meaning I've had enough food to physically satisify me to last me that 3 to 4 hours before I start to feel hungry again, which is where we want to stop to lose weight using the hunger scale. There's a lot of gray area between just satisfied and really full or uncomfortable. And so often I see people who are newer to this work, they just assume that they know, oh, I'm not eating to the point of discomfort, so that must be my plus two, right? And what I want all of you to do is open up to the idea that it might be a bit less than that. Not like we're going to have to get super restrictive here. Not like we're going to have to starve ourselves. I know where some of your brains want to take that. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that maybe you're eating a couple of bites more than you need to at every meal, not enough to make you uncomfortable, but enough to slow down your weight loss. Because as we saw, those bites really do add up and add up and add up. So if you can open up to exploring, would eating just a tiny bit less, maybe 2 or 3 bites less per meal, still totally satisfy me, still totally satiate me for that entire 3 to 4 hour block that we're going for before we get to the next meal? Could it be possible that just a little less is actually enough to be satisfying? And I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, what we find is that yes, 100%, just a little less is totally satisfying and satiating. And we are physically just fine without it. We are not starving between meals without it, not even close. So that's my second piece of advice to you, is don't just assume that you've nailed that plus two and you never need to think about it again. Open up to the idea that it might be just a little less than what you thought, not to the point where you're starving, just a couple of bites less. And so experiment with stopping meals just a little earlier than you have been. You will very likely blow your mind at how easy it can be to lose weight just by doing those two things. As we said, really reining in the mindless eating, grabbing a bite of this or that, and being willing to shave off a couple of bites from your meals to really figure out if that plus two is just a little less than you were assuming it was. And those two things alone can make a world of difference. They're the first two things I come back to whenever I notice, like, okay, I'm getting toward the top of my maintenance range, because I always recommend you don't just pick one number and plan to stay there for the rest of your life. You set maybe a 5-pound range, which is what I do. And when I notice I'm getting to the top of it, I come right back to those two things that I mentioned to you, because they really do help. They really do change things, and fairly easily. So if you feel like your weight loss is a little slower than you want it to be, that can be really helpful and create a lot of change on the scale with not much effort, all things considered. So a couple of you mentioned that you're still kind of working on figuring out what actual physical hunger feels like in your body and what actual satisfaction feels like in your body. You are not alone with that either. That does take a little time to really nail down. And as I said, sometimes this is more about getting it wrong as you're figuring it out than it is about getting it right immediately. Because sometimes you need to understand what a +3 or full, a little too much food feels like in your body in order to know how to stop just short of that. Or on the other side of the coin, sometimes we need to understand what a -3 on the hunger scale feels like. And that can help you know when you're heading there and can help you know what the stage before that, which is -2, feels like. So let's just go over those stages again briefly. So 0 to me feels like 100% neutral in my body. My stomach feels neither full nor empty. I'm not perceiving either of those sensations. It's just neutral. I have no sensations associated with needing food or not needing food in my body at all. Just 100% neutral. When I get to -1, I call it the questioning stage, because at this stage, I'm often not really sure if I'm hungry or not. That's not a problem. I know a lot of you are like, it's so confusing. I don't know what I'm feeling. You're actually not supposed to be sure at this -1 stage. That's supposed to happen because your hunger comes and goes. You often notice, like, I'm getting the first couple of hunger signals. I'm having the first couple of thoughts that I might be hungry, but then it goes away. Then it comes back again, and then it might go away again. That is so normal at this -1 stage. We're just starting to perceive hunger. We're just starting to tune in. So hunger at this -1 stage, when I can perceive it, it feels very gentle. It feels very not urgent, very subtle. So, you know, if I don't eat soon, it doesn't feel like it's that big of a deal. I feel like I can totally wait. The hunger doesn't feel urgent or rushed. It's very light, very subtle. So personally, I know that I'm at a -2 when the hunger comes on and it grows instead of coming and going like it does in that -1 stage. So if my hunger is questionable to me, if I'm not sure, if I notice it, but then a little while later, I'm feeling totally neutral again, that's all showing me that I'm at the -1 stage, not quite at the -2 stage yet. I'm having extremely subtle sensations of hunger coupled with an increase of thoughts that sound like, oh, is that hunger? I don't know. I'm starting to get a little hungry, I think, but it's not at all urgent, not at all uncomfortable. So questioning, it comes and goes. When I'm at my -2, it's like these sensations are here to stay. And I'm observing that they're growing instead of coming and going. So that's the indication that I've moved from the questioning stage, -1 on the hunger scale, to -2, which is ready to eat, physically ready to eat. So other sensations that I personally associate with a -2, I've been really thinking about this a lot this week. So it's been a fun experiment to tune back in. But I get a hollowness in my stomach. That's what it feels like to me, a hollowness. It feels like an absence of food. It feels empty. And I feel eager to eat. So part of how you learn this is really checking in with yourself when you're at a 0 or you think you're at a -1 versus when you think you're at a -2 and asking yourself, how does my body feel different at all of these various stages? That's how you'll get to know the stages and how they feel in your body, because they're all different. Every person is different. I've had clients who say, I don't get any physical hunger signals at all in my body. I just start to notice I get a little headachy. Or I get super distracted, right? So every single body is different. You have to start to ask yourself, like, what does a 0 feel like to me? How is that different than a -1? How is that different than a -2? And that's how you get to know your own signals and cues. So some people say that they will feel, when they're at that -2 ready to eat stage, they'll feel a growling in their stomach or a little bit of gurgling. I sometimes get that, but not always. That's not a reliable signal for me, because sometimes I'll get it when I'm kind of at neutral. And sometimes I'll get it when I'm like starving and everything in between. So that might be a signal that you'll get. It might not. More typically for me, I get distracted. I notice that I'm having more thoughts about being hungry and they will interrupt what I'm doing. Not that I'm like so hungry I can't concentrate, but I just notice I'm more frequently distracted by my hunger. So usually I'm either like journaling all morning and then I take a shower and get ready for work. And usually around that time, I start to notice like I'm having some thoughts about food, but nothing crazy. And then those thoughts get more frequent and they just start to interrupt whatever I'm doing a little bit more frequently. That coupled with the hollow feeling in my stomach, I'm like, yeah,
I'm pretty sure this is a negative too.
I've also been, as I've been thinking about this week, I've been noticing like a little bit of this pulling feeling or almost buzzing feeling in my chest. It's a signal that I happen to get. It doesn't feel like painful. It doesn't feel urgent, but I notice that comes up for me. And that is nowhere to be found when I'm at a zero or a negative one. So I would think about that as you move through the week. Like when you are at neutral, you know you do not need food. Think about what your body feels like versus when you start to get a little hungry, just think about what's different. And another thing that really helped me understand what negative two feels like in my body was letting myself gently, not in a scary way, but letting myself get to a negative three or a negative four on the hunger scale to understand what that feels like. Again, not like your assignment is to starve, more like your assignment is to be curious about your body. And sometimes that just takes testing. Those more urgent stages of hunger, those slightly more uncomfortable stages of hunger, just to teach yourself what they feel like. So you know the signs of being beyond a negative two. So at negative three, my hunger is starting to feel a little more intense, not excruciating, but more urgent. So I get not like my hands are physically shaking, but they start to feel like the tiniest bit shaky. I don't know if you know what that feels like, because we all know what it feels like to be way too hungry, right? When you're like a negative six on the scale and you're like shaky, panicky, hangry. We don't want you to get there. But I just noticed like I have this little like buzzy feeling in my hands. I don't even want to call it shaky. Again, not excruciatingly, just like all the things that might be happening at a negative two are dialed up just a little notch more at negative three. So I'm having even more distracting thoughts about food. I'm starting to feel a little physically uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, it's not an emergency yet, but I really want to eat. And then negative four on the scale is even more so. When you get to that point, you're like, all right, this isn't super fun anymore. Let's go. Let's get some food. So again, in order to learn these various stages, we have to be willing to experiment with hunger, not in a diety, you're going to have to get way too hungry way, just to get to know your body. So I think you can get to know your hunger by being like, I think this is a negative two. But let me see how my body feels if you're up for this. Let me see how my body feels if I wait for another 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes. As long as you're willing to be curious, that can really help you understand the variations in these different stages on the hunger scale. Now, I always say, if you do find yourself too hungry, just know that more urges to overeat are coming. We can expect those and plan ahead for those. That happened to me earlier today. I had a bunch of calls in a row and I honestly didn't even realize that I was getting as hungry as I was. But when I finally got time to make my lunch, I was ravenous. So, okay, here's what we do when we get into those states. Recognize that your body is starting to kind of panic on a subconscious, maybe nervous system level a little bit. It doesn't mean there's actually something to panic about. Your body and your hardwiring is there to keep you alive. So it's just like, holy crap, she needs food soon. Let's get her some food soon. It's going to make that hunger feel very urgent, but it isn't actually urgent because we aren't actually starving. So just remind yourself that that's what's happening. My body's just starting to freak out a little bit, but this isn't actually an emergency. I like to take a couple deep breaths, calm my body, remind myself that I might have to go slower than normal because I might have more urges to overeat than normal just because I got so hungry. So actually, when I had my lunch today, I did not feel like I was at a plus two or satisfied on the hunger scale when I stopped, but I took a pause because I was like, I need a pretty normal portion of food for me. And I think I'm not getting the hunger signal because I just ate it a little faster because I'm not getting the satisfaction signal because I just got too hungry. and I ate this a little fast. So I'm going to, knowing how my body typically reacts, if I were to eat more right now, I would get overly full. I would probably end up somewhere around a positive 4 on the hunger scale. So I'm just going to stop. I'm going to wait. I'm going to allow this food some time to settle because all that happened was I just got way too hungry. So if you ever find yourself getting too hungry, just remind yourself it's not an emergency. We're just really going to have to tune in. We're really going to have to pay attention if we don't want to overeat at this meal because it's more likely when you get too hungry. So let's see. Then we said in the last training, once you start a meal, let's say you get it perfect, you start your meal at that negative 2, physically hungry, eager to eat on the hunger scale. The goal is to eat slowly with a lot of awareness, paying attention and checking in with yourself so you can curiously explore the various stages of satiation now, right? Of satisfaction, of getting toward fullness. So you can watch yourself move from negative 2 to negative 1, back through 0, which is neutral. For me, that doesn't even feel close to enough yet. My body is still asking for more. I'm pretty positive that if I stopped eating at that point of 0 or neutral, that I would not make it 3 to 4 hours before getting hungry again. And then watch yourself move through positive 1 on the hunger scale, which is pretty similar. At that stage of positive 1, I'm starting to open up to the idea that I may be nearing satisfied, but I don't feel like I'm there yet. And then we want to stop at that plus 2 stage, which is just lightly satisfied. It's a gentle feeling of satisfaction. It's not yet full or stretched. It's certainly not yet uncomfortable. So at that stage, and again, I'm going to tell you what this feels like in my body. It may be different for you, but these are some typical signals that we see. So I always like to think about it like I am aware of the food in my stomach when I'm at that plus 2 stage, but not at all in an uncomfortable way. So it feels to me like the meal is physically complete, like I'm a little beyond neutral or 0 on the hunger scale, but not in a way that feels uncomfortable. In fact, it feels really light. I still feel energetic. I can still take really deep breaths. When you get to those stages of plus 3, plus 4, we'll talk about that more specifically in a minute, but that's when it starts to feel like ever so slightly uncomfortable. Like I am very aware of the food in my stomach if I ever eat to those stages, which happens plenty of times. But when I know I'm at a plus 2, it's like I'm aware that there's food in my stomach, but in a really, really light, energetic kind of way. So some signs that people get when they get to the plus 2, there's this weird phenomenon that happens called the sigh. I don't know if you experience this, but a lot of people do, where they'll be eating. And then all of a sudden they just take this like deep breath as they end, you know, as they get to like the end of their portion, whatever they've served themselves. So they like take a deep breath, like almost like they're making room for more food. And then they kind of sigh. If you stop at that signal, oftentimes what people find is like, that is your exact plus 2. So it's just kind of a fun thing to play around with. But I also noticed that when I am at my plus 2, that's when I'm going to start having a conversation with myself. Like a little debate is going to start going on in my brain, not in a way that it's a problem, but just this is often a signal for me when I'm like, I think that this is probably satisfied, but I could have 1 or 2 more bites. It's probably okay. Or this is when I start looking for like the best bites or like, for me, I love cheese. So I'm always like, oh, there's like a little bit more cheese on that bite. When I start having that conversation and those like negotiations with myself, I can probably bet that I'm at a plus 2. And I often find if I stop at the sigh or I stop when I start having that little conversation with myself, almost every single time I'm like, nailed it, plus 2, feel really physically complete. The food lasts me 3 to 4 hours before I get hungry again. So again, sometimes you have to overshoot it in order to learn what all of these stages feel like. So we'll talk a little bit about what plus 3 feels like. So plus 3 is, I call it on the hunger scale, full, just a little bit past satisfied. And remember, we want to try to stop at plus 2, but sometimes we find ourselves at plus 3. And for me, as I said, that feels like I'm just way more aware of the food in my stomach. It feels a little, not uncomfortable, like it hurts or it's painful, but it just feels heavy to me. And it feels a little bit more distracting to me. And again, not in a really uncomfortable way, but just in a way that I'm kind of weighed down and I'm very aware of it. And I'm often like, oh, that was just a little too much. Not in a terrible way that's going to sabotage everything, but like I probably ate a couple bites past what I needed to. I probably could have stopped a little sooner. that's normal. Just note it for next time and eat a little less next time. And then when I do get to that stage of plus four, I'm like, okay, I'm actually a little uncomfortable. This food feels like a bowling ball in my stomach. Like it feels pretty heavy. So again, sometimes you have to learn by overshooting it. It's all part of the process. So if you ever find yourself after a meal being like, you know, I think this is actually beyond my plus two, don't beat yourself up. A lot of people fall into that trap. Don't beat yourself up. Explore it instead. Use that experience to learn about yourself. Ask yourself, okay, what does my body feel like right now? And how does the sensations of this stage, how does that feel different than what I think a plus two feels like? So get curious about it. You know, do I think this is a plus three or a plus four? What does that feel like? Like start to get to know those various stages. That's all part of the process of figuring this out. So whether you nail your plus two exactly or you go over, be willing to explore and learn from that because you can apply that information going forward to get even more familiar with your body and even more familiar with the hunger scale and how it works. So really some of the best advice I can give you is to stay in that exploring, curious, testing mentality as much as you can. And another common pitfall is that some of us actually start to, like, you know, we fear our hunger. And I get why. We've been on so many diets that forced us to starve ourselves, right? Forced us to ignore our body signals just to lose weight. That felt terrible. I get why you wouldn't want to go there again. But just remind yourself, if you're experimenting with the various stages of hunger, maybe you're like, I want to see what a plus three or a minus three feels like or a minus four. Just remind yourself, if any of that fear comes up, this is not dieting, right? We're not going to be starving all the time. We're just exploring. Because when I explore that fear, explore that resistance with clients, sometimes what can come up is like, you're telling me I might have to eat even less, right? Like you're telling me I'm already trying to stop at a plus two and you're telling me I might have to eat a couple bites less than that. Like, oh, this might be such a small amount of food. And I always tell them, just try it. Because if it's the right amount of food for your body and you start to see the scale move faster and you're not starving between meals at all, so it just takes a little awareness, but it's not actually that hard. And then you get to see the results you want. Would that be worth it? And what I find is that clients finally try it and then they're like, oh, that wasn't a big deal. I see how I was overeating in these small ways and it wasn't really that hard to change that. So if you're willing, it's a really good exercise to open up to and work on. And so then I also have clients who, when this fear comes up, they're like, well, what if I get hungry? What if I undershoot it and I'm hungry an hour later? And as their coach, you know, we're always trying to like lead them through best case scenarios, worst case scenarios. I'm like, okay, well, what if you do undershoot it and you're hungry an hour later? What would you do? And almost always they're like, well, I would probably just bring a snack with me and have it if I need to have it. So I would actually be able to handle that. I'm like, yep, that's all. That's all it takes, right? So maybe you'll need the snack and it will be there for you if you need it. But maybe you'll show yourself that you actually don't need the snack. You actually didn't need those couple of extra bites that you were overeating. You were just overeating in this really minor way that you actually weren't even realizing. And now you'll start to understand your true plus two and you'll be good to go with weight loss, right? The scale will be moving. So clients then are like, okay, I'll give that a try. So often our brain throws up all of these fears, like what if it's a really small amount of food or what if I get hungry in between meals because I get it wrong? All of that is solvable. And it just takes this willingness to be curious and explore. So this willingness to be like, okay, if I'm not losing weight, let me not just immediately jump to this is never going to work for me. Let me instead be willing to try just a couple of tweaks, just to try a couple of things differently and see if that solves the problem. Because 9 times out of 10, it does. I know this can feel like so big and so daunting and like I am trying all these new skills and the scale doesn't seem to be moving. But if you can walk away with one thing today, it would be that oftentimes it's those little tweaks that make all the difference. So if we were just to do a quick recap, the first place I always look is, are you waiting for true physical hunger? What does that look like for you? Are you just eating on autopilot sometimes because it's time to, or because other people are, or whatever it is for you? Are there any times where you're not waiting for true physical hunger? Ask yourself that. And then, you know, kind of coupled with that, are you having those moments where you're grabbing a little something here, a little something there, and are those really adding up in a way that you might not be conscious of and aware of? Same thing as we said, when we are maybe like looking for that satisfaction signal and we think we hear it, but then we talk ourselves into eating a couple bites more than that. Is that happening for you as you kind of explore your days and explore your data? See if that's happening. And then either instead of or in addition to those things, you can start to explore, like, is my plus two really my plus two? Or is there maybe something that needs to be recalibrated there? And I can test that by maybe eating a little bit less, seeing what happens. Because as I said, I come back to this all the time when I'm ready to just like get back to the lower end of my maintenance range. And what I always find is that I can always do just fine. Like, I am totally satiated by a little less than I was telling myself I needed. Again, not in a restrictive way at all, just in like, I was overeating just a little bit at every meal, but all of that was stacking up. And all I have to do is just walk that back a little bit, and then the scale starts moving. So it can actually be so much easier than you think it would be if you're willing to just explore those things. And then, yeah, we talked all about what hunger feels like, what fullness feels like. Hopefully that was helpful for you. If anybody has any questions, you know, if you're watching the replay, you can just put them in the comments and we'll tweak it for you. And I will, you know, keep working with you on these things, because sometimes it really does take some time to figure out what everything feels like in your body and then to figure out how to make this work for you, for your lifestyle, all the things. So I just want to thank you for being here today. Thank you for being here live. Thank you for watching the replay. And yeah, we'll keep talking. We'll keep working on all this stuff. But hopefully that helped you make some progress and get some clarity.
If you are ready to finally put this weight struggle behind you, I would love to invite you to book a free consultation with me. Listen, coaching is what takes reaching your goal from it's possible to, oh my God, it's happening. This podcast is a great resource, but if you find yourself listening in week after week, but never truly implementing what you're learning here, coaching will help you take these life-changing tools and concepts and apply them to your weight loss, so you can finally get to your goal and, icing on the cake, know that you'll stay there for life. It's not another quick fix that you'll quit after a few months. It is a total transformation from the inside out. Coaching gives you all the tools, mindset work, support, and accountability you need to guarantee that weight loss actually sticks this time. The consultation is totally free, it's no pressure, and it's a place where we can talk all about you, your unique challenges and struggles with weight loss, and the work we can do together to solve this issue for you once and for all. It's a beautiful gift to give yourself, so go to the episode description in your podcast player for a link to book your free consultation, or you can head right over to www.kimberlyseversoncoaching.com to snag your spot on my calendar. I can't wait to see you there. Bye.